As we welcome in our panel to preview this eight race program at Sandown on Hillside, and we've got Dean Lester with us. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Nads.
What do you make of the meeting today?
I think hopefully a bit of value early in the program, because I think we have to shoot pretty straight later in the day. There looks like a fairly solid bunch of short price favourites through the quaddie legs.
Okay, well, Warren Huntley's also with us. Warren, how did you find the meeting? Do you think we can go skinny in those quaddie legs?
Going a little bit wider in the last leg, Nance, but that's only because I've gone skinny in the first three legs, and they're probably not going to all lob into place. And in the first half of the program, there's a few well in the market also. Hopefully I found a bit of value before we get to the quaddie legs.
And joining us from tab.com.au is Trent Langscale. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
Wonderful. Let's get into some of the betting action for today. Trent, the first race, this is for the three-year-olds over 1,000 metres for the fillies, and you can take out runners 4 and 9. As far as the push in the market, what has it been for? Because it'll be important, because we've got a few horses who are first up.
Well, the early money was for so far. Sir Cool opened $5.50 on Monday and did get into as short as $2.80, but just this morning, a little bit easy now, $3.80. Pageantry's pretty much held the price currently at $4.20. You have Fox Swift at $4.80, and the others in single figures, Miss Vixen at $6.50, and Shamar's been spec'd at a price this morning, Nadia, from 10 into 8. So far, so cool. The $3.80 favourite for the first, but has been a drifter this morning.
Okay, so that's a look at the market for race number one. How do you see it being run, Dean? Where does the speed come from?
Yeah, I think Nard's the likely speed element. Might be horse like Blondie from Barrier 7 in the field of 8 now, and then maybe Stravira. A lot of these will just be just behind the speed, but wouldn't suggest they'll go slowly with a horse like Blondie in the race. They should roll along pretty solidly.
What have you gone for?
Tricky race, different form lines, horses being freshened up or resuming. I'm going to go with Miss Vixen. I thought it was a really good win at Sale back in June. Freshened up, I think she's quite a good talent to beat 5 Fox Swift, who's got the current race fitness on her side. The little query is back in distance, but going to be very strong late. The New Zealand filly, So Far So Cool, she looks a very handy type as well. Her form should stack up well enough for this, and Pageantry's trialled up nicely for a return to racing and showed promise last time in. But yeah, I think one of the tougher races of the day, even though it's not a big field. 6-5, 2-3.
6-5, 2-3 there from Dean. It does make it somewhat of a challenge when you've got the majority of the market first up from a break. Warren, how have you dissected them?
I thought looks a real neat running type, the New Zealander, former New Zealander, So Far So Cool. Archie Alexander on with Michael Felgate earlier on, saying she's just a pony, but she's quite an athlete, and she looks to have natural speed, and she's been competitive in the real short course as a two-year-old over 800 metres and dominated a race over the 1,200 metres at Avondale. I thought she might get somewhere right near the speed, So Far So Cool, and Sammy Hyland saying early in the day that might be a disadvantage in a race where there are those complicated by different form lines. I'm with So Far So Cool. I like the way Pageantry's trialled up to resume. She'll be strong late at 1,000 metres here. Fox Swift comes back to the 1,000 metres, but the form around all her runs to date's holding up well, and she'll be strong late. And 7, Shamar. She led and dominated a trial recently, racing Doncom Pakenham. That was in modest time, but she'll probably be off the speed. But her debut run was good the only time we've seen her first up. 2-3-5-7.
2-3-5-7 from Warren, and Dean goes 6-5-2-3. That's a look at race number one. Over to the second race today, and this is for the fillies and mares over 1,600. And you can take out runners 6 and 11. How does the market currently look with the tab, Trent?
Well, Gold Fontaine is currently the favourite, Nadia, at $4.20. You have Bonus to Oro, just a little bit of a trim from 5 to 4.80. But the main support this morning has been for Betty Ray Ruby, who's been 8 into $5.50. And you've got another Bullseye at 6, Prayer Eclipse at 8, and then Dance for Me is the last of the gallopers in single figures at $9.50. So pretty competitive there, the second. Gold Fontaine, the $4.20 favourite, but there's been money for Betty Ray Ruby, 8 into $5.50.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about the likely map in this race, Dean. There looks to be handy speed.
I'd agree with that, Nards. The likes of maybe from out wide Belly, Brit Dance for Me, Gold Fontaine, and then closer to the inside, Prayer Eclipse, a moving place, White House Lady up to this sort of trip, I think have all got a degree of tactical speed. So, it should be a reasonable tempo.
All right, Warren, you get first crack at this race. Which way are you going?
Well, I'm thinking Gold Fontaine might come across and just take a spot just behind that speed that Dean outlined, Nards, and for that reason, I can see her just getting a nice rhythm behind the speed and has a terrific chance, Gold Fontaine. I thought Bonus D'Oro, she'll be off the speed, but suited by a really solid tempo. She's come back in terrific form. Eight Dance For Me, back up in distance off a little drop back in trip last start, was well in the market behind that in that race behind Ballet Master. That's a solid form line here. Just it's a matter of, I think, how much pressure she gets up front. And another one who will be suited by that up front pressure, like Bonus D'Oro, is number 7, Betty Ray Ruby. I can understand the support there. 1, 4, 8, 7.
So we go 1, 4, 8, and 7 from Warren. What's your take on this, Dave?
Yeah, I like the one that there's been specking for Nards in Betty Ray Ruby. I think the key element, she's drawn a good gate. Now at 1,600 metres, even though there's good speed, I don't think she has to get too far back, and I think she's ready to win. Both runs have been terrific, really, given what she's had to do from awkward draws. Another Bullseye wasn't disgraced last start. That was a much higher grade. She's better suited here. Bonus D'Oro, number 4, is racing well, and I've put in Priya Eclipse next best, who's been really solid in this grade in recent weeks. Gets a senior rider here from a good draw, but yeah, I'm quite keen on Betty Ray Ruby each way. 7, 3, 4, and 12.
7, 3, 4, 12 from Dean. Warren goes 1 from 4, 8, and 7. That's our look at the second race from Sandown today. We're over to race 3. This is over 1,800. It's a benchmark 64, and the scratching in this event, Trent, you can take out number 1.
The favourite here, Nadia, in Minoan Spirit, has been the best supported this morning from $3.80 into now a $3.40 favourite. You've got By Design, who hasn't budged from $7. Super Mario has drifted from $5.50 to $7.50. Also, Sorinata has eased from $7 to $9.50. And then you're getting out to the teens, where you've got Torreggiante and Internship. They're both at $11, and then it's $12 or better the rest. But Minoan Spirit, well supported this morning from $3.80 into $3.40.
And where would you expect that the favourite's going to posse up, Dean?
Minoan Spirit and Hards will be a fair way back, yeah. I'd imagine. I would think Internship, White Devon, Nearctic Chiller, Rexmont are probably the most likely going forward. Sorinata won't give up from that draw, I wouldn't think. Pharrell from out wider up to 1,800 metres. But, yeah, I've got Minoan Spirit a fair way back, probably in the back 4 or 5.
All right. How has the map or your analysis determined what you've gone for here?
Yeah, this is a race I'm not that keen to get involved in. Minoan Spirit, I think if he can run on down the centre of the track, that's where he's going to be and that's where he's going to have to come from. But at least he's likely race with upside, where a lot of these have stagnated at the 64 benchmark level. So I'm going with Minoan Spirit to beat Buena Veloz. I think going well enough for this sort of grade, drawn for a pretty good run, really, and can be competitive. Super Mario's an honest, grinding sort of horse, up a little bit in class and distance, but has some hope, and maybe 7 By Design next best, who was okay first run for the Weir stable. But yeah, I thought a tricky race. No, it's 4, 6, 5, 7.
4, 6, 5, and 7. Did you find it a bit challenging too, Warren?
I did, but I was swayed by the map. I thought the way the race might pan out, Nards. And I thought Sorinata might be able to just get that nice run just behind the speed. She was positively ridden to win second up. She'd be even fitter with that run under her belt. Stepping up a little bit of further in trip won't suit. Where Minoan Spirit's going to have a lot to do at the turn into the home straight, I think Sorinata just might be camped in a nice spot. So I thought there's value about 14 Sorinata in an even race ahead of Minoan Spirit, who should be ready for this trip now and will be strong late, but will be conceding a start the turn into the home straight. Super Mario was good, winning second up, as was Sorinata, so should be further improvement in Super Mario, and that little step up in distance should suit. And I thought By Design did enough first run for the Weir stable. 14, 4, 5 and 7.
14, 4, 5 and 7 from Warren, and Dean goes 4 from 6, 5 and 7. And Warren's top tip there, 950 with tab.com.au. We go over to race number 4 now, guys, and the scratchings in this 1,300 metre 3-year-old race, Trent. You can take out runners 1, 7, 8, 12 and also the 13.
There have been a few scratchings there, Nadia, but Lena's Hero has been well found in the market now. Was as much as $5.50 on Monday. There had been support even despite there being a couple of scratchings, and even this morning has tightened from $2.70 into $2.50. You've got Mighty Boss at $4, Saffront at $5, and then the others in single figures, you've got All to Royal at $8, and Ouyang Fang at $8.50. But Lena's Hero, one of the better backed on the card today at Sandown, currently a $2.50 favourite.
And Dean, you expecting the fave to settle handy in the run?
Yeah, outside draw in a field of 8 now, Nards. It's an interesting map. Red Core was too keen first up, but the blinkers are off, but he's got barrier 1. All to Royal from barrier 4, I wouldn't have thought would be too far away. The likes of Mighty Boss, and whether Lena's Hero does push issue from that outside draw and try and get across. So, yeah, a little bit speculative and quite an interesting tactical battle, I'd imagine.
How have you lined these horses up, Warren?
I thought from an inside draw with the blinkers off Redcore, it'd be looking to settle better than he did first up. So I think there might be an opportunity without doing too much work to be positive early, and Lena's Hero might get control of the race. And for that reason, I can understand the support. I thought the debut victory was terrific, just ambled up to them at Sale and gave a really good kick. There was some wraps going into other runners in that race, and it was just a terrific performance. Still a little bit green, the nose roll going on might make the action a little bit more tractable, and I think looks a smart horse in the making to Lena's Hero. Mighty Boss has had a nice trial since his first up victory, will be even fitter and trialled nicely from off the speed. All Too Royal was really well ridden to get the job done first up, had been jumping out well going into that win. It was expected, but did the job well. And I thought Redcore, with the blinkers off and maybe just settling that a little bit better, certainly there's some form rhymes around Redcore that have him right in this. 2, 3, 6 and 10.
2, 3, 6 and 10 from Warren. How do you read this race, Dane?
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite a good race for the Mick Price stable. I think both horses, Mighty Boss and Yang Feng, have got good chances here. And Mighty Boss, I thought he's been impressing at the trial since that really good win at Sale a few weeks back, and he should be ready to go here off a fairly short break. U Yang Feng will be better over further, but didn't mind his debut win. His recent trials have been okay. Souffrant got the job done at a fairly short quote first up, will be better for that run, and Lena's Hero certainly was quite an impressive win. Beat a few first starters, which is often hard to line up how good that form will be, but visually looked a good solid win. But good competitive race. Now it's 3, 4, 5 and 2.
3, 4, 5 and 2 from Dean. Warren goes 2, 3, 6 and 10. This is winners on RSN 927. It's 28-11.
You're listening to Winners with Nadia Horn on RSN 927.
Welcome back to our Wednesday edition of Winners. We are halfway through the program out at Sandown today, and we're now up to the quaddie legs, where race 5 is the first of those. It's a 1,000-metre event for the fillies and mares, a benchmark 70. And having a look at the latest market here with tab.com.au and also changes. Scratchings are runners 3 and 11, and Motown Lil Resuming is your fave, Trent.
That's right, Nadia, especially with Modern Wonder coming out this morning, there has been a bit of a change in the market. But since we have had the final field, Motown Lil's just been a little bit easy, 230 to 260. There has been a firm for Unique Lovely, 6 into 5. You've got It's Time for Magic at 6, Gwyneth at 650, and then World of Hope, the best of the others, at $7. So Motown Lil is the favourite at $2.60, but there's been some support for Unique Lovely, 6 into 5.
Do you see this being run at a good speed, Dane?
No, it's a I would think so. Gwyneth's got good tactical speed, and Gracie Lulu, whilst in lesser grades, got good tactical speed early. I think they're probably the two most likely to go forward ahead of the likes of It's Time for Magic, Unique Lovely, maybe Alvidia from out wider.
Motown Lil, resuming from a break, and Unique Lovely's off of a bit of a freshen, and even It's Time for Magic being first up from a break is holding a bit of percentage in the market. So there are a few chances in this. How have you lined them up?
Yeah, I think the market's got it pretty right, though. I think Motown Lil's the one to beat. She's been trialling well. Just looks as though she gets a lovely run here. She's got Unique Lovely just to her inside, and I think she's just got to get into that right rhythm that she does, and she races so well here. I think she's the one to beat. Unique Lovely had a terrific winter campaign. She's had that little freshen up, as you mentioned. It's Time for Magic, first run in Melbourne here for Chris Waller, has trialled up quite nicely, and Gwyneth looks an on-pace runner that'll give us sight for a fair way. But, I'd be surprised, really, if one or two didn't win. 1, 2, 5, 9.
1, 2, 5 and 9 from Dean. How have you ranked them, Warren?
Skinny start to the quaddie, Nards. I agree. And I think just it sets up beautifully tactically for Ethan Brown to have his first ride for Robert Smurden aboard Motown Lil. And she's just so effective here, and she's effective fresh, and she's been trialling up beautifully. And I think she can win. Number one, Motown Lil. Unique Lovely's also had that freshen up, and her form last preparation was terrific, and that form's holding up around her. I just think the race sets up better for Motown Lil from the way the barriers have panned out. 9, Gwyneth has trialled up nicely to resume also, and It's Time for Magic, first run here in Melbourne for the Waller stable. Recent jump out showed speed. Like 1, ahead of 2, 9 and 5.
1 from 2, 9 and 5 from Warren, and Dingo's 1 from 2, 5 and 9. That's a look at the fifth race. Guys, over to race 6. Now, this is over 1,000 metres. The scratchings in this race are runners 4, 7 and also 11. And Trent, we've got an odds-on favourite who's set to resume from a spell.
We do here, Nadia, in the form of Speedy Orb. We put up $2.90 $2.90 on Monday, and that was quickly taken. And now $1.85 as the odds-on favourite. You've got Super Maxi at $3.90, Labu and Star, the other in single figures, at $7.50, and then Barcelona, the best of the rest, at $11. But Speedior has been well found from that opening price of $2.90, now $1.85.
And both a pretty good record. How do you have these settling down in the run, Dean?
Yeah, a bit of the speed's taken out of it with the scratchings, Nards. I think probably Super Maxi and Speedior clearly have the better of the likes of Labu and Star and Barcelona, and the other four probably are off-pace runners. So, yeah, Super Maxi and Speedior really should get control of the speed here.
No great surprise to see this horse backed in from the early quote, Warren, but now we're getting into an odds-on quote. You still got it on top?
I have, Nards. What we didn't know is how he's going leading into this preparation. He's had that colic operation and a fair way time away from the track. I haven't seen any vision of any jump outs or gallops, but the market's telling us that he's ready to go. And if he is, I think him and Super Maxi get control of the tempo, as Dean outlined. And if he's right, particularly with the claim, he's probably too good for them. Number six, Speedior. I love the way Super Maxi trialled up in Sydney for Team Hawks recently. Rode the speed, seemed to have a little bit in reserve, but then really nice through the line. Nine, Barcelona, the way the race shaped up, just was back in the field and wide and wasn't an ideal scenario first up. Gets a little weight turnaround on Labu and Star out of that race. But again, six and three look like they dominate the tempo to me, and I've got six ahead of 3, 9 and 5.
Six from 3, 9 and 5. Dean, are you also with the favourite?
I am, Nards. Yeah, he was scratched from Saturday. This is a lovely option for him. He's so well weighted with the claim. He's the one to beat. Labu and Star, his stablemate's got the one run under his belt, and he's just a good, reliable horse. His last 10 runs, he's only been out of the top four once. He's going to run well again. Super Maxi, we saw him early in his career in Melbourne. He was certainly no star back then, but he's created a good record in Sydney over the past 12 months or so, and he resumes here off the back of a good trial, and maybe 8 Gibbon next best, who's a bit of a constant in this grade. Wasn't beaten too far at a Saturday race last start, might be next best, but yeah, he's the one to beat. Speedior, 6, 5, 3 and 8.
6, 5, 3 and 8 from Dean, and Warren goes 6 from 3, 9 and 5. That's a look at the sixth event today as we're over to race 7 now. This is over 2400 metres. Runners 1, 3, 10 and the 13 all come out, and we've got another odds-on favourites in this race, Trent.
We do, Nadia. Similar to Speedior in the previous race, Crocodile Rock opened $2.50 on Monday and is now all the way into $1.85. You've got Grand Duke of Tuscany and Eubin Thunderstruck. They're both at $7.50. Kawabata, the other galloper, in single figures at $9. And then it's $12 or better the rest, headed by Marauder Miss. But Crocodile Rock, another odds-on pop here in the quaddie leg. $1.85 from an opening price of $2.50.
And how do you see the staying race being run, Dean?
Nards, you've got speed on the inside with the likes of Shadow Prince, Grand Duke of Tuscany, barriers 1 and 3. And the favourite, Crocodile Rock, he'll push forward. He's drawn 11 of 12, but he's got tactical speed, especially at this trip, so he's going to be right there as well.
Okay. What have you gone? Are you with the favourite?
Very much so. I think of the short favourites, he's the one I want to be on. He just he got a little bit warm in the Mounting Yard pre-race at Flemington. I think that day at the races will have done him the world of good. He was certainly out-sprinted at the top of the straight, but on the line he was going well at Flemington, and L Ward's come out and won again in Sydney last weekend. So I think that form's solid, and I think he'll win. You've been Thunderstruck's the exacta horse. He'll won't have to get as far back today from barrier 2. Drawn a gate, he can run well. 11 Arahata is going to be big odds, but worth including for trifectas and first fours. Don't think he's winning chance, and the same with Happy as Hell. I think he's ticking over okay, but 2 to win from 12, then 11 and 6.
2 from 12, 11 and 6 from Dean. What about you, Warren? Are you also in Crocodile Rock's corner?
I am, Nards. He'd be fitter for that run, and he just should get the lovely run in behind them. And with the stablemate and Crocodile Rock being somewhere near the speed, then they like races to be run, the European staying types, with Lloyd Williams' ownership, but a really solidly run tempo, and they're not going to be being dictated to. So I think they actually get control of the race, or Crocodile Rock maybe just from behind the speed. Ben Mellum can control when he pushes the button on with 2. Crocodile Rock ahead of 4, Grand Duke of Tuscany. He was solid last start in a good form race. 7 Marauder Miss, different form line, but she's reliable here at this distance. She'll be well off the speed, but she'll be strong late and comfortable in the conditions, even with a downgrade. And 8 Kawabata, another one who's hard and fit, and she's racing well, and the form through Yogi should try in pretty well for here. But 2 clearly ahead of 4, 7 and 8.
2 from 4, 7 and 8 from Warren, and Dean goes 2 from 12, 11 and 6. Let's have a look at race 8. This is over 1,400, and you can take out runners 8, 12 and also the 14, Trent.
Night's Watch is a dominant favourite here, Nadia, but has been a little bit easy this morning from 250 to 280. You've got Kil Makara, who has been receiving support as the second elect from $6.50 into $5.50. You've then got Duke of Nottingham and Little Indian. They're both at $9.50, and then it's out to $10 or better, headed by Cambodian Prince and Red Gateau. But Night's Watch is the $2.80 favourite, but there has been a firm for Kil Makara from $6.50 into $5.50.
And let's talk map, Dean. How do you see them running this along?
Yeah, no, it's not a dynamic speed, I wouldn't think, but Duke of Nottingham with the claim, I think we'll probably push on. He was on pace last start. Wouldn't think My Shiny Choice would give up barrier one. He'll be prominent. Abahar mightn't be that far away from four. And Kil Makara is the one that I would imagine from the outside will sort of just gradually slide across. And with not a huge speed, he can probably get across into a reasonable spot. But not a breakneck speed, that's for sure.
Okay, so we've got Night's Watch, who's come up the favourite after winning first up from a break. Look, how have you ranked these horses, Warren?
I've gone with Night's Watch, Nance. His first up run was very solid, first run for the Weir Stable, and his performances in New Zealand were very good. He's now got to train on and go on with it, and he'll be off the speed to some extent, but by the end of the day, they might be making ground from off the speed. I think on talent, he's the one to beat. For Kil Makara, I think I agree with Dean. He can probably slide across, and I thought maybe he gets on the speed with Duke of Nottingham, and they may well control the tempo here, numbers 4 and 10. I've got them in as next best. And another one who's going to be off the speed but seemed to appreciate getting out for this trip last start was Santa Maro. Probably wasn't on the track to get any worse. 7, 4, 10 and 9.
So we go 7, 4, 10, 9 from Warren. What about you, Dave?
Yeah, not dissimilar, Nards. Night's Watch did a good job to win at Bendigo with probably more to come. I think he's got more upside than these. Duke of Nottingham was honest in the same race with the claim here will give a good sight. Kil Makara, it's time for him to really stand up. He's shown glimpses of really good ability, a good second at Flemington last year. His first up run, I thought he had a pretty good run and was a bit plain, but perhaps fitter. And Cambodian Prince resumes. It wasn't really knocked around in a recent jump out, but that first up run last time in behind Furyk, even though it was only maiden grade, it stood up really well, and he went on to win two races. Cambodian Prince last prep might be next best. 7, 10, 4 and 6.
7, 10, 4 and 6 from Dean Warring. Go 7 from 4, 10 and 9. Okay, Dean, what's your best Ruffy quaddy in your play of the day?
Nards, my best is Crocodile Rock, race 7, number 2. My best value is race 2, number 7, Betty Ray Ruby. The quaddy, first leg 1 and 2, second leg 3, 5 and 6, third leg 2 and 12, last leg 4, 7 and 10. And my play of the day would be just to take a shorter quaddy for a lot bigger percentage. And that's first leg 1 and 2, second leg 6 only, third leg 2 only, last leg 7 and 10.
Great, Dean. Good luck today.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
Dean Lester and his analysis of Sandown. Warren Huntley, how do you wrap this meeting up?
Going with Motown Lil, race 5, number 1 as my best, Nards, and race 3, number 14, Serenata as the value. Skinny quaddy, first leg 1 and 2, second leg 3 and 6, third leg 2 and 4, and home with numbers 4, 7, 9 and 10. And early in the quaddy, playing a running double and hopefully getting a bit of a split in races 5 and 6 with numbers 1 and 2 in the first leg and numbers 3 and 6 in the second.
Wonderful. Warren, good luck today.
Thanks, Nard.
And before you go, Trent, what would be one of the best back runners from the tab today?
Well, I'd say certainly in the quaddy legs, Nadia, the two odds on pops have been really well found. So race 6, number 6, Speedy Or, currently $1.85, and race 7, number 2, Crocodile Rock at the $1.85. So if you just want to steer away from the two odds on pops there, perhaps race 4, number 2, Lena's Hero, who's currently $2.50. But three easily that have been the best backed at Sandown this afternoon, Nadia.
Wonderful. With all your betting action, go to tab.com.au. Thanks, Trent.
Thank you, Nadia.
Trent Langs.